Here are two science-based strategies. Number one, demonstrate expertise. A meta-analysis that analyzed 50 years of research found that expertise is a primary component of trust. Cognitive psychologist R. Glenn Haas maintains that when the brain recognizes that someone is an expert, it is far more likely to comply with that person's suggestions. If you are like most salespeople, you have worked hard to become an expert in what you sell. You have the ability to truly help your customers improve their lives and businesses. The question is, how can you most effectively convey this expertise? One strategy you can use to position yourself as an expert is to share meaningful insights. This can take the form of a new idea, strategy, or research report that delivers value to buyers. When you impart these significant ideas to potential customers, you become more than a salesperson. You are now a valued resource. This will demonstrate your expertise, which will deepen your relationships with buyers and inspire trust. Another way to communicate expertise is to briefly showcase your experience. People naturally associate experience with expertise. So if you or your company has a documented history of success, share it. Divulge success stories or credibility statements that exhibit your experience. Since stories will be reviewed in detail in Chapter 9, for now I'll share some examples of credibility statements. These are easy to construct and will go something like this. Our company has been providing solutions just like this for more than 40 years. Or, I've been in this industry for 12 years and what you've just described is not unusual. In fact, though these simple statements may seem minor, they can have a big impact on how buyers perceive you and the organization you represent. Credibility statement exercise. Take a moment to think of one credibility statement you can incorporate into your sales approach. Make sure it clearly and convincingly communicates how you or your company is an expert in an area that will provide meaningful value to your potential customers. Once you create it, begin to use it when selling, and you'll see how the statement will increase buyer receptiveness. Number two, communicate confidence. A study conducted by Carnegie Mellon University identified that displaying confidence plays a vital part in establishing trust. It's not enough just to believe in yourself, your product or service, or in your company. You must exhibit that confidence. The brain has a hard time placing confidence in someone who does not display it. What's more, acting confident can even have a positive impact on your performance. The research suggests that confidence has a calming effect on the brain, and as a result, improves your capacity to think on your feet. It's very difficult for the brain to perform at optimal levels when you are overly anxious and tense.